$3 sign, long pork. A worth it, not fig. Created by Opal Song for Annalise O10 as a treat for ITBE 2018. This is a worth it podfic. The relationship is Stephen Andrew, and has major warnings for both serial killers and cannibalism, and also being quote unquote canon and not wildly AU. This is also a not fic, so expect a lot of ideas thrown out there, but no in-depth narrative. So when I was at Podfication this year, the local Podfic convention, I was talking to a lot of people about Worth It, and I am pretty sure I mentioned Worth It cannibalism, because really, it's such a fluffy fandom, somebody needs to make the fic. And then it just sort of percolated in the back of my brain for a while, and then one day it just sort of coalesced. So here's the story as I sort of thought of it, a story that apparently at least one other person in the world wants to know about, but I figured pretty much was only me. So Worth It and cannibalism. So here's the thing. This whole thing, it's close canon, or quote-unquote canon, as much as you can get with, like, reality YouTubers and that sort of stuff. So both boys work at BuzzFeed, and both of them are on the Worth It show, along with Adam, as per what happens now. So no one would know in-universe, like, you or I or another random viewer would have no idea that any of this was going on. It's very behind the scenes, unless one of them actually got arrested. But yeah, so Steven, in this particular verse, is a cannibal. My guess is he's been raised that way. Like, this is just a thing that his family does, is eat people. And mostly they have sourced, like, fairly, like, really fresh, like, cadavers and stuff. They probably have connections to people. It's all pretty ethical. These people die for whatever reason, and it's just a family tradition. And it's not an everyday thing, but it is definitely a once-a-week thing. I'm thinking, like, steady diet here. And so he has certain dietary needs, which I think is kind of how he puts it. So he never talks about it. This is just a thing that exists in his life, is that he eats people. But it's something that he was raised with. He gets that not everybody is comfortable with this, but, like, you know, the meat is just going to waste otherwise. So yeah. But he also has really fancy tastes, and he works at BuzzFeed, and you know, that he does the Worth It show. He likes other food, not just people. But he also really likes people. Like, Hannibal is a show that he loves. Loves, because look at those recipes! But also, he doesn't kill people. Okay, so, Steven starts the show Worth It and ends up with Andrew as a co-host. And yeah, he basically is using the show to woo Andrew. Kind of like canon. In any case, he's, I mean, really expensive food dates all the time across the world. Like, he is pulling out all the stops for this guy. But he never can bring himself to actually ask Andrew out or seal the deal in any sort of way. Andrew, on the other hand, is, yeah, he's on this show with Steven, and Steven really seems into him and seems intent on wooing him, and he definitely makes it clear after he sort of figures out that he wants it, he makes it clear to Andrew that he's willing to do this thing, that he wants to date him. But Steven never, ever seals it. He never seals the deal. He never takes that final last step. He never actually asks Andrew out, and Andrew is left in this weird place of kind of wondering if he's reading into it, reading too far into it. Steven, he won't make that move because he has certain dietary needs, and if he's gonna be with someone, they have to know. Because eventually his parents are going to invite them over for dinner, and they're going to have to eat the thing. And while Steven has relatives who have married people who don't eat those particular dishes, they all know that cannibalism is a thing that happens. They might not partake themselves, but they know. And it might, he has definitely has a cousin or an aunt or uncle, probably a cousin, whose partner has a no cannibalism in their house sort of deal. So they come over for big events and they get to eat people, but not at home. And their kids grow up without that being a thing, except for on special occasions. And Steven can respect that, but he doesn't want that. He's a fancy boy. He likes his thing. That's the taste of home to him. So Andrew keeps waiting for him to make a move, and waiting and waiting and waiting. And eventually Andrew gets fed up with it and just makes a move on Steven and is like, look, am I reading this wrong? Or is this what you want? Because this seems to be what you want, but like, eh? And then Steven responds with this very jumbled, like, yes, this is definitely what I want. I really like you. Possibly he babbles something out about being in love with Andrew. But also, there's this thing you have to know about me. And I need to tell you now, but I also really don't want you to think I'm crazy, and also really don't want you to call the police. And Andrew's like, oh, okay. Well, I promise not to call the police. Like, definitely promise not to call the police. And also, I already think you are a unique individual and you are not going to change that. So, and Steven gathers up his courage and tells him. First person he's told since, let's say first person who's he's told since Adam. because I kind of want Adam to just know everything. He's been watching this whole thing going like, oh my gosh. I don't know how they met in real life, Andrew and Steven, but I'm going to say Adam introduced them in this particular AU because he knows everybody's secrets. Anyway, this is the first person he's told since Adam, and Adam was the first person he'd ever told. And I think maybe he didn't even tell Adam. Adam just sort of found out one day and took it really well. But anyway, this is Andrew's the first person Steven has ever told that he eats people. And Andrew just sort of pauses for a moment because he's trying to compute, I'm a virgin, Steven, with cannibalism, with eating people. But he doesn't wait too long because, you know, Steven's right there and really nervous and everything. And he eventually asks about, you know, where do you get the people? And Steven is like, oh, well, my parents, you know, all of us sort of get our people from different places. But, like, my parents generally source from, like, this particular, like, funeral home or not funeral home. Anyway, like this particular morgue or something. You know, generally, like, John and Jane Doe's that are found and, you know, blah, 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 blah. There's this whole thing. And Andrew's like, so you don't kill the people. You just sort of, like, wait for them to die. And then, you know, get the meat that's there. And Andrew's like, I mean, Steven's like, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely the thing that we do. And Andrew's like, oh, man, this is my fancy boy. This is the boy that I really like. And he's never, he's never had fresh meat. Wow. Anyway, Andrew says, yes, it's cool. He doesn't mind that Steven eats people. I mean, he's a little bit like, well, I don't, like, maybe I'll try it, but I don't really want to make it a standard part of my diet. And Steven's like, oh, that's fine. That's fine. Anyway, and so they date, and it's really cute. And they go out on food dates, and Andrew keeps asking questions to Steven, you know, when nobody else is around, about, like, so, like, what kind of person is best, and, like, do you like marbling, like, all of these, like, food questions to Steven, and for the most part Steven can't answer them because Steven isn't a chef. He's not a cook. He just knows what he likes, and that's the kind of thing that he does. He likes trying fancy stuff, and he likes eating fancy stuff, but he also likes eating really inexpensive stuff. Like, it's all good. So, it's probably on, like, a 1 month or 2 month or something anniversary, maybe a 6 month anniversary, maybe they've been really busy at work. But not too far into their relationship, but on a significant day, Andrew goes all out for his fancy boy. Because here's the thing. One of the reasons why Adam introduced them is that Andrew is a serial killer. He kills people and has fun doing it. This is not a thing that he's ashamed of. It's not something that he shouts from the roof because, hello, jail. But, like, it's a thing that he does, and he's not ashamed of it, and he hasn't told Steven because Steven seemed pretty adamant about the whole, no, we don't kill people thing. And Andrew wasn't sure if that was just a, please like me, we're not that weird, we don't hurt people type thing, you know, specifically for his benefit, or whether Stephen really believed that, you know, would be appalled at the killing people thing. So he hasn't said anything yet. He's been angsting about it for a little while. But, and we're gonna go with my sort of serial killer thing, which is that Andrew mostly targets, in fact, he basically always targets bad people. He targets, I mean, they might be like, eh, bad, but like, it's no one super innocent. Like, if he walks by a park and notices notices a single dude in the area whose gaze is lingering a little bit too long, he'll put a pin in that. Or if he hears about, hears from some friends or from some contacts about a guy who's harassing women, he'll make sure that that guy never makes it home. If he notices that one of his female friends, that they're, or any of his friends, doesn't have to be a girl, that they're out at a club at one point and he notices that they get like roofied, he'll figure out who did it and, well, that lady's, you know, not gonna make it home. Any of those sorts of things. And, I mean, the usual thing, like, if somebody tries to mug him, well, they're trying for the wrong person. So, yeah, and he can get pretty elaborate with it, too. Like, yeah. Yeah, it's a neat... He's got his tells, but generally he's pretty quiet about it. He doesn't need the recognition. He gets enough recognition from the Worth It show. He's not talent. He's a producer behind the scenes. He writes articles. That's what he wants to do. He doesn't want the fame and fortune. He just has an itch that he has to scratch sometimes. Anyway. So, Andrew is a serial killer, and he hasn't told Stephen, but here's the thing. It's been bothering him a little bit that Stephen has never had fresh meat of his favorite sort, because Stephen is his boyfriend. Stephen is the love of his life, and Stephen likes fancy things. Stephen is the fancy boy. And he's only ever had the equivalent of, like, frozen meat. He's never had the fresh stuff. So, here's the thing. Andrew is also a cook. He's pretty good at it. Which I think is pretty canon. Like, he does the cooking thing. He's probably no, like, Hannibal level chef, but like, he can cook and he can cook well. So he goes out and finds someone, probably stalks them for a little bit, really makes sure that this person has like good marbling, a good, like, so a good sort of exercise fat ratio, and, you know, has no diseases, try, you know, maybe gets one of someone that he knows to, like, look up their medical history to make sure that they are prime. And, yeah, he does all sorts of research to figure out, you know, sort of when selecting an animal for this particular dish, you want it to be like this, and for this thing to be like this. And he finds the perfect, perfect, terrible person. And then he sets a date with Stephen, and they're going to have a nice meal, and he does what he does best, gets that itch out, and then he cooks and cooks and cooks and makes dinner for Steven. And Steven comes in the house and it smells amazing. He comes over to Andrew's apartment and it just smells amazing. And he walks into the dining room, kitchen, wherever. I don't know how their apartments are laid out. But anyway, the dining area where we're going to say there's a table. And it's laid out with like candles. And there is this spread of dishes. And seriously, food porn on the Hannibal level. Like just glistening meats all over the place. And sides. And yeah, it's kind of overwhelming. And it all smells so good. And they kiss at the door and Andrew ushers him inside and to the table and Steven is all like, oh, you didn't have to. This is so great, etc., etc. And then they sit down and Steven takes a bite and it's just, even though he's never had it prepared this way, it tastes like home. It tastes like like home, like his family dinners. I think he starts crying a little bit because it tastes like that, only better. It's like you elevated his childhood dishes, even though they're not his childhood dishes. And it takes him a little while of eating to figure out what is going on, because Andrew's eating it too and commenting, oh yeah, this turned out really well, and commenting on the techniques he used and how he was really sure to choose the meat that had blah blah blah, like expounding on all the research that he did. And it finally sinks in for Steven that this is people that they're eating, that this is his favorite meat. And he just sort of, I want to say maybe he starts crying a little and he gets really emotional and then is eventually like, where did you find this? This tastes so good. And like, you're a good cook, but like my mom's a good cook too. And Andrew's like, well, you never had fresh. You'd always had from frozen. And Steven's like, what? And Andrew's like, well, you see. And it comes out that I think Steven actually puts it together. It's like, you had someone killed for this? And Andrew's like, well, not had someone killed. And Steven is like, you killed someone? Like, what? His mind explodes a little. And yeah. But turns out that Steven, it was the first option with his, oh, we don't kill people, that like, he just wanted Andrew to be okay with it. And so many of the people that people in, like the significant others of the people in his family, need to be reassured again and again and again that basically that they got their meat ethically. And turns out that Andrew didn't need that. That Andrew went out and killed somebody so that Steven could eat fresh meat, and it just overwhelms Steven. And I think maybe that's the night that they actually have sex. That's where you have the glowing emotional sex scene in this story. Yeah. Anyway, and then the rest of it is just extremely cute and also extremely violent and kind of stomach churning continuation of their dates. which continue to be like extremely cute, worth it dates where they go and do pizza or sushi in Japan or this or that. But also because they travel all over the world, like Andrew makes dinner for Steven a lot. And I don't think cannibalism becomes Andrew's thing. It's not. Just like Andrew takes Steven on a couple of his hunting missions. Now he says he goes hunting. It's now a thing of his. And he takes Steven on a couple of them as sort of, you know, like, this is what I do. And it's a bit much for Steven. It's not his thing. And eating people is not Andrew's thing. Like, Andrew often makes, you know, he'll make a couple of dishes with Steven's favorite stuff, and then some stuff for himself. He'll eat the occasional thing, like, fucking bacon is spectacular. But, you know, like, the general stuff, nah. But yeah. 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 Anyway, they are disgustingly cute. No one is allowed to eat Steven's lunches. Though he still does, I think after a little bit, he does limit it to once a week. A, because he really doesn't want Andrew to get caught for murder. So they can't be harvesting that. They can't be hunting down that many people. And also because he knows that you're not, you know, limited. He eventually introduces Andrew to his family, and it goes really well. They don't mention the serial killer thing because, yeah, they don't know how well that would go over. And also super illegal. Not that the cannibalism is any more illegal, but let's not make anybody uncomfortable. But yeah, basically they're just disgustingly sweet. That would be the rest of the fic, is just them, like, going out on dates and having, like, just this disgustingly sweet relationship, all the while Andrew is killing people and Steven is eating them. I don't know what's up with Adam in this AU. Obviously, he is some sort of version of himself that would know about the serial killing and also about the cannibalism and think these are two awesome things to put together. But, and so I don't know what's up with Adam and why he's okay with both Andrew killing people and Steven eating them, because he knows this is happening. I don't know. It's a mystery. Maybe you can tell me? That would be great. Anyway, everything is fluffy and hearts and, you know, gore. The end. That's all I got. Enjoyed this. You can leave me some feedback if you have Any other thoughts on this? Let me know. You can find this podfic at Archive of Our Own under my name, Opal Song. Yeah, thanks for listening.